This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We start at the Donner Pass. Videos demonstrate that it's snowing sideways, blowing sideways, big flakes. The wind is very intense, and I saw a grader come through what is said to be the high point of the Donner Pass, and it barely changed the road surface. Jeff, a very good evening to you. When we last spoke, the Donner Pass was open. I'm presuming it's open now, but what was coming through was very cautious. I saw some big trucks, some tractor trailers. I saw a lot of four-wheel vehicles. Why are they on the Donner Pass given those conditions? Is this the only way through? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. It is indeed the only way through for some, you know, people who are transporting goods, necessities to the areas. And, you know, that's such a major east-west thoroughfare that it's kind of hard to think about going another way. So if they think they can even barely get through, they're going to give it a try. Or if they get stuck, they'll just park their rigs or their cars and wait for Caltrans or the Nevada agency to clear the roads as best they can. But in some cases, the snow is blowing so hard and the drifts are so high that they can't even get out some of their own plows. This has been a case of, there's been a problem, a challenge up and down the state.
Since we spoke last, there have been one or two storms. Is there a storm system that's continuous or does it pause in between?
There'll be a series of storms. And that right now, at least in Southern California, we're in a lull. We expect more rain to come, probably bring some snow at the higher elevations later this week. Up in the Northern California region, where they just continue to get hammered, UC Berkeley's Central Sierra Snow Lab said that overnight, they had more than 30 inches of snow. And they believe that between the beginning of the weekend and Monday, when Monday hits, they'll have accumulated another 4 feet. So, you know, in some cases, you've got 20, 25, or even maybe 30 feet of snow piled up in different places. I think I've shared some photos with you, people standing outside their residences, and the snow goes not just from to the road to the top of, you know, their embankment there, but it actually goes up over the top of the house. So some of these homes are completely encased in snow and ice.
The detail I paid attention to were the rangers at Yosemite National Park, the veteran rangers. They've seen everything. I mean, they've been there enough to remind us what the Donner Pass was all about. And they're amazed by this. Is there an explanation, Jeff, that people are now standing astonished and we're not ready for it?
We just, you know, it's two things. One, we really haven't seen this kind of snow probably in our lifetimes. And by the time the snow season is over, I think it's probably going to be the largest amount we've ever accumulated on record. And they're already saying that we've reached what is typically the amount that we have on a heavy snow season. But we still have several weeks to go before we're all done with this. The other part of it is just, you know, we're coming out of this very severe drought now. And so we've gone from rags to riches, and now it's become this overabundance, this, you know, just there's so much. I think in some places people got so used to seeing nothing there that now they're seeing, you know, crevasses, ravines, lakes, reservoirs all filled up. They can't believe what they're seeing.
There's waterfalls. Jeff, have you checked the back window where you are in Orange County? Is there a waterfall out in the back?
Not out in the back here. A couple of weeks ago, I checked down at Dana Point, which is a beach community famous for the old days for, you know, trading and whaling type of things. And it has a waterfall area back there, but I've never seen it run in all the years I've lived in the area. And now when we're getting the rains, because the ground is so saturated, we have so much water in reserve, we see very nice dramatic waterfalls there. But that's a small one compared to the other ones throughout the state. I mean, at some of the state national parks where they have waterfalls that run all the time anyway, it is now just pouring, gushing. Those are places where rangers and expert hikers and mountaineers are saying, we have never seen anything like this before.
And what is the estimate of how many people are without power and concerned about their supplies? Is it in the tens of thousands?
I've heard that it's still in the tens of thousands. Up in the Southern California mountains where many people were stranded, I've heard up to 30,000 or more people were stranded, you know, across the range there. I think they've made some real headway, although there are a lot of people that are still trying to dig out. A lot of people don't have power. I don't have estimates on the number of people. I've heard it's probably between 8 and 10,000 total. And they've really scrambled the utility folks to try to fix that. But again, as I said, you know, you've got a lot of vehicles that are still, you know, under snow and ice that are things like, you know, plows and emergency rescue vehicles. And you have roads that are still impassable or, you know, continue to be a challenge with avalanches and slides and ice. It's very treacherous up in the mountains.
Jeff, where is San Bernardino County from where you are?
San Bernardino County is essentially east and northeast of us, and it's got some of the highest mountains in Southern California. Beautiful area. I've camped and hiked and stayed up there many times, and it's got some beautiful lakes and ski resorts, and many of those places are closed right now.
Right. That's where the sheriff, Shannon Dick, the sheriff of San Bernardino County says that they're trapped residents and they're going to rescue them as best they can. Now, the politics of this, it's early. However, it looks as if there was not adequate preparation. Is the explanation, we've never seen this before, and is that being accepted as an explanation?
That is the explanation that's being offered, is this, nobody could have seen this coming. But, you know, that's cold comfort to people who have been, you know, stuck in their homes for a week, who haven't had power for a week, who are running out of food and medicine. And they're all saying, wait a minute, you know, how could we live in an area with a snow zone like this? And you don't have any plans to take care of this, any contingencies. And there are a lot of people that are saying, you know, over the past few years have been, you know, taxes have been raised. Why aren't those being put to, you know, things with these agencies that can help people? I think the fallout on this is still to come after people kind of get clear from all this. I think it could engender maybe some big political changes out in that part of Southern California. There's certainly a lot of angry people.
The northern part of the state, however you demarcate it, somewhere in the middle of the Central Valley, is it also getting this level of snow? They're a lot more used to snow in the north, I think.
They are a lot more used to it. They have much more robust, snow removal operations and lodging and emergency services and things like that. But they've been getting hit much harder than anywhere else in the state. And that's the reason is because, you know, we don't have a high pressure system. That's what's unusual right now. And that's what usually keeps the colder air farther to the north. But because we don't have a high pressure system, the weather is able to come down farther from the Arctic regions and bring that cold. Now, you know, it does come down here to Southern California, but you know, the meat of it is really hitting in Northern California. And that's why places like Tahoe, places along the Donner Pass, places in Yosemite are really just being hammered by this. You know, it's relentless.
Right. It's at Route 50 that connects to Lake Tahoe, right? The one that was trapped by the wildfires and now it's trapped by the snow. Is it open or closed?
Well, they have been opening it, but they're fighting against a lot of different things. And, I've seen some recent video from today from there. And even if you're able to get through, even if they're able to move a plow through, the roads are so icy, so dangerous that only the, you know, most seasoned drivers with the best equipped vehicles should even consider it. And they're telling people, look, I don't care how good of a driver you are. If you don't need to be on the roads, please don't go out here because you're just going to cause one more problem for us. You're going to be one more person that we have to rescue, and we don't need that right now.
What's coming, Jeff? Rain? More snow? Let's talk about where you are. Are you going to get more rain in Orange County?
Yes, down here in this part of Orange County, we're down in the southern part of Orange County. We expect some showers perhaps over the next couple of days. And up in the mountains, in the lower elevations, they'll probably get that kind of moisture too. Up in the upper elevations, including places where they're struggling, they may see some extra snow. And, of course, that's not going to be any good. Now, if you move up in the northern part of the state, in the central part of the state, they're going to continue to get snow over the next few days, they believe. But meteorologists are warning right now that they think the next wave of storms that come in over the week or into next week will be coming with warmer moisture. And they'll be coming with rain and not necessarily snow. And they're afraid that when that hits, that's when they're going to start experiencing a second kind of catastrophe or at least challenge. And that's flooding, mudslides, landslides, and a whole host of related issues. So, you know, we're not out of the woods by a long shot. This is a situation that's going to continue, my guess, for the next several weeks.
Yes, and isn't mud season coming up, mudslide season?
Typically, we talk about that as being one of the major seasons in California, and it would come because you had the fires in the late summer and the early fall, then the snow, and then the runoff, and the runoff taking place in these areas where there isn't any vegetation to hold the soil. So the soil becomes loose, and that's how you end up with mudslides and landslides. And I've already seen some pretty significant slides, including in Southern California. There was one in Malibu last week that closed Malibu Canyon, which is a major thoroughfare from Pacific Coast Highway into the valley. And so that was closed for several days. And not unusual to see in Malibu, but when it happens, you know, traffic really gets tied up all over the place.
I jest with my good colleague, Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales, that all the exotic creatures in Australia try to kill you. I'm beginning to think that all the seasons in California try to kill you. You've got floods coming. You've got avalanches coming. You've got mudslides coming. And then the reward is you're going to have lots of vegetation because of the enormous amount of wet weather you've had. That builds up the underbrush, and we start all over again. Am I anticipating in the wrong direction, or is this the joy of California living?
It's the challenge of California living. I think you're anticipating the right direction. I think you're going to have to add in there, as with the vegetation, or there's going to be allergy season. So if you have any money in allergy stocks, allergy medicines, you're probably going to do quite well. We are expecting what they call super blooms, as you know, all these flowers and trees and other plants have become, you know, they've been irrigated. We're going to see quite an outburst of color. We went on a very nice hike in one of the canyons near our home yesterday, and there was quite a bit of growth. I mean, if you would have looked at it between last year and this year, there's so much green. But that's the same canyon that had a massive fire last year that burned up the entire canyon as well as the community at the top of it. So, you know, it's one of these things. You get great things for a while, great views, great animal sightings and plants, and then down the road you get fires.
It never rains in California. That was a song that we used to hum in the 20th century. I think momentarily it's too ironic to hum. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Yodeler Bliss, Engineer Bliss, Deckhand Bliss. Right now the deckhand is necessary because the sea has come to California. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.